Hello, this is Rudy Zudema, winemaker for Two Doll Cellars and Cerruti Cellars in Napa Valley and Jack London Square. Invite you to learn more about our wines and wine clubs at twodollwines.com and cerruticellars.com. Have a wonderful day.
Welcome to Wine and Dine. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. You're listening to iWine Radio. Today we get a chance to circle back with winemaker Rudy Zudema, who really makes his wine from the vineyard up. It's been several years since we talked to Rudy. He has held winemaking positions at several different properties over the years, and he's a consulting winemaker and has several brands under his influence today. But today the focus is Tootle Wine Group. Tootle Winery is located 3 miles north of St. Helena on Big Tree Road, and Trudy Cellars has offices in Jack London Square in Oakland, California, and they are basically very different animals. And let me ask you, Rudy, before we even get started to talk about Tootle Winery, I understand that there's a big event going on with the Napa Vintners this weekend, hosting, wining, and dining all the retailers, wholesalers, etc.
Oh, yes, there is. First, let me say thank you so much for having me on the show. It is so nice indeed to circle back with you. But yes, this is a very big celebratory weekend here in Napa Valley with the acclaimed auction, the Premier Napa Valley, going on.
Mm.
And it's a different auction in that all the members of the Napa Vintners Association put together a blend of some sort that is 100% completely unique to just this event. So it's not a wine that they have in their portfolio or another bottling that might go out to anyone else. These are just either 5 or 10 cases, 100% unique, and they're the only 5 or 10 cases of it.
Wow.
So the winemakers get a really exciting chance to think way outside the box and get very creative and come up with some unique and very exciting wine.
Did you participate at all with any of the wines from Tootle Wine Group?
Yes, we did. So we have a couple of different Cabernets that we make here from the property, and we came up with a really fun blend with a little bit of all of them. We have an old vine Cabernet, a younger river block Cabernet, and then a leased vineyard that's not here on the estate, but a few miles away.
Okay.
And we took a little small proportion of all of them to come up with this. So we really wanted to try and capture the individual characteristics that those wines have and try and bring them all together in a blend. And I think we succeeded just the way we were hoping to.
Okay. Is this the first year you've participated in that?
No.
I would
think. This is the first year with Tootle.
With Tootle, yeah.
I've been there for many, many years otherwise. And yeah.
Because this year, you're celebrating your 25th harvest, the 2013, was your 25th harvest.
25th harvest. It seems like I'm just starting to kind of predict that I know what I'm doing.
I totally know the feeling.
After 25 years.
Wow.
It seems like it's gone by so quickly. I feel like I am still learning so much and evolving as a winemaker. And it's crazy to think that it's been 25 years already. But I think when you're not quite sure whether you're working or playing, time does go pretty quickly.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. Rudy, with all the different vineyards you've worked with, all the different fruit that you've worked with, all the different personalities from different winery owners that you've worked with, did you learn, your title today is consulting winemaker.
Correct.
Today we're talking about Tootle Wine Group. But do you strike me as a lifelong learner. And do you always learn something new from each property and estate that you work with? Or because I know they're hiring you to be the teacher and to be the director. But do you also, because every vineyard, the vineyard itself has to be the teacher.
Absolutely. I've been very, very fortunate through my career and to be able to really be able to attach myself to a piece of soil and to really nurture it and watch how it changes and evolves and depletes and gets replenished, and how the vines balance in it. It's something that does take years and years of being on the same property to really learn about. So if I were to start working on the property on the other side of the fence from Tudal, it would be a brand new learning experience.
Yeah.
So absolutely, learning always. And again, I'm fortunate now to work with Tudal property here, right on the kind of the heart of Napa Valley, on the valley floor. I work with a Carneros Pinot Noir vineyard that is a completely different animal, and a couple of mountaintop hillside vineyards, which are just as different. And, you know, switching hats from piece to piece is, again, it's playing. I feel like I'm cheating every day.
but what everybody would love to be able to find for themselves.
I would think so, too. I feel like I am really getting into a groove where this is exactly what I want to do. And Tudal here is very unique in that the vineyard actually that I'm looking at right now, I'm sitting in the middle of the vineyard or right across the street from it, was planted in 1972.
Wow.
And these old, gnarly-looking, tangled vines in their sort of archaic state to how we would normally, install a vineyard, have so much character and so much personality to them. And I feel like I owe them such a huge amount of respect to take care of them as if they were children of mine. And we're going to have a partnership with these vines. And I've been here for just a year, and I cannot wait to have been here for 10 years and see where we've come.
Wow. I like that story. That's a very good story. Rudy, can you email me a photo of the view that you see from your vineyard, and I'll put that with the segment description.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. It's gorgeous. Everything's still dormant. We haven't pruned yet.
Okay.
So you'll see all of the canes sprawling around, and it's just sensational.
Now, correct me how I'm pronouncing it. It's Ron Volsteck?
Yes, Ron Volsteck, and it doesn't look like it when you see it on paper.
Yes, the winemaker at Tudal, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I want to bring to light here this comment that is quoted. He brings the chemistry of wine that I'm lacking. He's very analytical. So you're a chemistry geek.
Well, I just like to, again, I am constantly trying to learn, and this industry is really evolving at a pace that, you see these vintages come out so slowly, but the industry is just at lightning speed. Different ways of analyzing wine, different technologies and systems that can be put in place to bring out flavors, to enhance characters and textures, and all of this needs to be explored. And again, with a little bit more flexible schedule, I really get a chance to go to a ton of seminars, product presentations from people that are bringing wonderful new possibilities to the wine business. So I get to be the kind of an R&D guy and bring that here to this property and others, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that. I mean, I'm like that, too. If I'm not learning something new, it's kind of, I get bored fast. Do you also oversee as consultant, is it Cerruti? So it's pronounced Cerruti, right?
Cerruti.
Cerruti Saris. Yeah. Cerruti. And they are part of the East Bay Vintners Alliance. Do you also oversee that in a consulting?
As far as the wines that are made there, yes. The wines are all made here at Tudal Cellars.
Okay.
And we make some specifically for Tudal and some specifically for Cerruti Cellars.
Okay.
And, located, they have a wonderful location in Jack London Square, right near the marina and train stations that has become a really exciting neighborhood. And their demographic is quite a bit different than who we see up here Tudal.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of more entry-level wines, wines that can appease a large number of consumers, and wines that have a sense of playfulness and some fun about them to make it really comfortable and easy for people to begin their exploration into the world of wine.
A little lighter.
Yeah, a little bit lighter, and a little more fluff and a little more fun and not such, masculine characters, but really juvenile characters.
This Tudal family Pinot Noir, the Gibson Vineyard from Los Carneros, 2011 is the current vintage.
It's correct.
And you use 15% new French oak, 30 months in barrel. And talk to us about that Pinot Noir.
Right.
I mean, there's not a lot made. Only 195 cases. Is it all sold out?
195 cases and 7 bottles.
Oh my gosh!
No, it's all allocated and sold out. Our wine club members get the first crack at it, and they were very quick to snap it all up.
Wow.
Yes, it is a different hat to wear working with Burgundian grapes than it is Bordeaux, and it's the only Pinot Noir that I make out of all of my clients.
Is the majority of your experience is working with Cabernet?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Cabernet and other Bordeaux varietals, but largely Cabernet. So when I was first proposed to make a Pinot Noir, I had my Cabernet hat on still and was planning on making a big Cabernet lover's Pinot Noir. It was going to have tannins. It was going to be rich. It was going to be full-bodied. And that was certainly where I was going. And so to kind of explore some of those wines, I did some research and went to a few other wineries. And it wasn't long before I realized that the more delicate, softer, intimate wines are more fun and, I think, better to drink. So that's now my new direction, is a very, very fruit-forward and old-world style. It's really fun to just play with it all.
Rudy Zudim, a consulting winemaker for Tudal Wine Group, which includes Tudal Winery in St. Helena and Sir Rudy Cellars in Jack London Square. Thank you so very much for your time today.
Thank you, Lynn. Thanks again for having me. Have a great day.
We will have links up for you to learn more. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
You're listening to iWine Radio.